Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running. Get up out of here.
Your phone's ringing. Lila and mine, Mariah, one of you. Something was buzzing.
What's it at? I don't see it on it. We start already? Oh. Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing? Man, I am so sorry that I am coming on late a little bit. I am right now getting ready to put it on Blog Talk and also onto our Facebook and Blog Radio. Let everybody know that we're on and we're ready to roll. And so with that said, let me come up with my theme today. My theme today is that if you want to win with a winning team, you must first be an example. And it's not the main thing that influences others, but it's the only thing that would influence someone else. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It looks like I got to log in on and get on Facebook. We've got lots of folks on this morning, so I'm going to start with my first caller is an individual that's made a donation and done a lot for Mad Dads. And so 4828, that's your number. Welcome to Blog Talk. How you doing? 4828.
Oh, praise the Lord. I am truly blessed.
Well, thank you. You truly are blessed. And I just want to say, Pastor, to you, we've got some other callers that are on the line, but I want you to talk about why you're so involved with Mad Dads and tell me a little bit about the work you're doing and just a little bit about your history and how you got to where you are today.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. You know, I came to know about Mad Dads through their work in the inner city and also through Pastor Williams. And one of the things that was very intriguing to me was that the minister, V.J. Smith, said to me, Pastor, listen, a lot of our people are incarcerated. We, as member of society, we have to play that role as mentors in this kid's life. If I have to pick up a pencil, a pen and paper, and take down names of people, I would do that. We need to step up to the plate as a community. A lot of us today, a lot of homes today, you find the mothers are head of household. And our children have been left to themselves, to fend for themselves. You see, we cannot arrest our way out of this situation. We find a lot of our young men and women have been slain. We as community leaders also have a role and a part to play. We cannot leave it all to the police. We as community leaders need to take the initiative to step up and be role models for these kids. You know, as a minister was saying that, you know, we all have to do our part. I used to live under the bridge where you have the Twin Stadium today. My life was filled with drugs and alcohol. I had so much pain embedded in my life that I drank to forget about my problems, only to wake up the next day to find out that that problem had multiplied sevenfold. And I decided to give my life to God. I always used to say, God, help me. God, help me. But I was not willing to take that first step. The Lord said, put yourself in a position. When I pass it up my blessing, you'll be there to receive it. I was not willing to put myself in that position. It sounded good to say, Lord, help me, but I was not willing to take that first step. And as I follow the ways of VJ, see how he's been there doing grief counseling with families who have lost loved ones, who have left to be sent for themselves, that I was deeply touched spiritually and emotionally, that this man of God is out there in the inner city doing this work all by himself. And I decided to be a disciple for Christ, not just to be a disciple, but also be a model, a role model for change. If I can make a change, so can you. Do not wait for today. Do not wait for tomorrow. Start now. Put yourself in that position. When change comes, you will meet it head on. And, Minister, I just thank you so much for your work. I thank the Lord for people like you to have that anointing to come in a community to make a change, to make a difference, to come and say, listen, community, I have heard your cry. I felt your pain. We're making a difference. We are doing this one block at a time, one household at a time, one city at a time. And we all going to get there together. I can't thank you enough, Minister. And continue doing the Lord's work, and we're going to continue to work together. I thank the Lord that Mad Dads have made a profound difference in the lives of these children. Even right now as we speak, I know the minister is planning to speak with kids at various schools to say, listen, we have been where you at. Maybe you can learn from us because we have been down that road. And, Minister, I thank you so much for getting me on. I'm going to, even as I'm driving right now, I'm going to stay on the phone. I'm going to listen in because I truly and deeply love you and your work. And if there's anything we can do, I am pastor of the Spiritual Church of God in Brooklyn Center and president of Minnesota Acts Now. And we are because before us there was they who had laid the foundation for others such as myself to follow in your footsteps, to be able to cater to people that are not so fortunate. And, Minister, we owe you a debt of ingratitude. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I thank you very much. Listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. That was Pastor Smith, and he's been doing a lot of work with a lot of crimes and assaults and homicides in the community. He's been working alongside of me doing some great things. And he went from being living under the bridge to having his own ministry. Now, that's amazing. Now, I've got a young lady that made a contribution to us, and I want to thank her. And we've also got Ms. Champion on the line. So you hold on, Ms. Champion. I see you on there. I'm going to talk to 9153. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Just want to say thank you for the donation of things that you brought. And I just want to ask you, you know, you keep doing things for Mad Dads. And as a woman that has a heart and a passion for the work we do, why? What makes you keep wanting to help us?
I'm passionate about the city I grew up in and the people that live here. And I just love the work that Mad Dads does, getting people off the street and turning their lives around. And I want to keep supporting them however I can.
Can you tell everybody who you are?
Yep, I'm Caitlin, and I grew up in South Minneapolis, went to a South High School, you know, grew up with people that Mad Dads helps, and now I'm working a good steady job, and I'm able to afford to help to support Mad Dads financially.
And just tell them something that you did just recently that was really nice.
I was shopping at Target, and I saw some really good deals on clothes, so I ended up buying a bunch of winter clothes for Mad Dads to donate.
And you know, I just want to thank you, and we did help some people with that donation. I want to thank you very much for what you're doing, and please continue to help us, continue to support us. I know your dad, and tell him we love him. We send out much love, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day at work to just chime in and tell us how much you love us and how much you appreciate us, and we love and appreciate you. And where do you work?
At Universal Music. I work in a music company.
Universal Music. Thanks for Universal Music. We want to give a plug to Universal Music, and thank you very much. And we'll talk to you and see you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Now, that was a sister that I love very dearly, and I thank her for being on and being a part of what we do. I've got a young lady that's been really working on our youth, and I'm so proud of the work that she's doing. Ms. Champion, are you on the line? Welcome to Blog
Talk. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm here.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've done and how people can get involved to help you out.
Well, last Saturday I went to Mary Jo's, and myself and some youth, we went over there and we had a great time with the children. I opened a playroom and I had so many children approach me, and we tended to them for a while. It was real nice just to see youth deal with youth, you know, the younger, and it was really great. And they loved us as well as we loved them. We fell in love with them kids, and I plan on going back because they need someone. They're homeless, and they're just in a facility where, you know, until a change comes, they're there. The adults go in and out, but the kids are there. And us opening the playground for them, it was just really nice.
Well, you know, I want to thank you because it's important. I understood something. I never knew that until you told me what happened when you went to the shelter. You told me that if you hadn't come to volunteer, the kids wouldn't have been able to go out and play.
Right, right. Yes,
and so that's very
true.
Important. And a lot of times people don't know how important it is to volunteer to do something, to volunteer and help out. And I know that you're going to be calling a lot of the kids. What age group are you working with specifically?
Well, right now I'm dealing with like 12 to 17, but my age group, it varies. I'm just open. I'm open for all ages.
So 12 to 17 are ages that you're
right
now working with, and you're working with
yes.
Adventure Crew, and we're partnering with other kids in the community to do some really
right.
positive things. And so if a person wants to contact us, they can call the Mad Dad's office because Catrice is working in hand with us to help us work with these kids to change their lives, to give them a better life. We talked to you last week, and we talked a little bit more about you and your son and what he's doing in the recording industry, and that was great information. I just wanted to make sure you could get in there and talk a little bit about what happened last week. And as we have updates, I want you to call in and give us updates. Can you tell me why are you so passionate about helping kids? Why is this so important?
Oh, wow. Well, one reason is that I look at the kids, and a lot of them don't know any better. And I look at the elders. We are not teaching them any better. And a child's mind is just a terrible thing to waste. That stays in my head. And when I look at them, I see little doctors, I see nurses, I see teachers. I see a future only if we give them that opportunity with sitting down teaching them and not just sending them out there to the world. It takes a village to raise children, but also our village in Minnesota has been destroying a lot of our babies. Our children are dying on the street, and only thing we have to honor them after they're gone is teddy bears and balloons tied up on poles and stuff. And it's a sad thing when people come into our city and they see, like, Broadway, teddy bears and balloons, and, you know, that it scares me just to ride through knowing that our children, not elders, but children, has laid on the street and died. So I'm a mother to all kids, and I also lost my child on the streets of North Minneapolis, and I'm out here, and my work is never done. I'm a 24-hour mother.
That's right, you are, and you're doing a great job. And I'm going to come back to you, so please don't go anywhere. You've listened to Miss Champion on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to go back to her and talk a little bit. I got somebody on the line now, 1364. How you doing, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, DJ, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is LA. I just want to say I'm proud of what y'all doing and what Miss Champion is doing with the youth. It is so positive, and we need more sisters and men like you, man.
Well, you know, thank you, but LA, we want to thank you. Thank you for your dedication to the mission of Mad Dad. Thank you for what you're doing, and we're praying for good health for you, my brother, okay?
Hey, I love y'all to death, and keep praying for me, okay?
Okay, where are you guys at on the streets today? Where you at?
Hey, right now we're on the side, and Lonzo doing his thing. And Mad Dad's working. We on the bus protecting women and children.
Okay, Mad Dad is on the streets doing outreach. Thank you. That was L.A. calling live from the streets. talking to us about exactly what's going on. You know, we have been doing some wonderful things. Don't forget, tonight is our support group. We will be here from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. If you want to come by, it's a great time to get a meal. We got daycare and everything for you. So we start at 5 o'clock. It's at 3023 4th Avenue South. And before I go back to Miss Champion, I want to go and talk to Pastor Smith once again. And I want you guys to hear a little bit about his history and a little bit about some of the things that happened to him that kind of drove him to alcohol and drugs, because he's got a really good history and a story. I don't want the whole story, Pastor, but just give him the small version about how did you go spiral from being this person. Matter of fact, you're not from America. You're from another country. But how did you spiral from being this son of a great man to being under the bridge and homeless?
Well, first of all, I'm the son of a former chief of police, and I'm from Liberia, West Africa. And as most people know, that Liberia is the first country in Africa to have its independence. It also was formed by free slaves that left from here to form a country called Liberia. And my father set up the presidential detail, the security that took care of the president, and there was a coup. They came home looking for my father. They didn't find him, but they found me. And I was 12 years old, and I was tortured for about 30-plus days. I had my little toe cut off with a dull knife to intensify the pain, and I had needles stuck in various parts of my body, and just to find out where my dad was. And that is something that I would never forget. At the age of 12, I was crying, and I was wondering where my mom was and where my dad was. And at 12 years old, I didn't know anything. And that was a time in my life that I thought I was truly going to die. And there were things that was done that I can't even describe it. So when I finally came to the United States, I had some deep-rooted mental issues that was on the surface, but I kept hiding. I kept pretending that I was okay. I became supervisor for Georgetown University Hospital, where I was able to meet Alonzo Mourning and Allen Iverson. I used to set up security detail every time they had a doctor's appointment. I had security guards that would escort them back and forth from the university. During that time, I started, I could envision some of the things that was done, some of the people that were killed. At 12 years old, I was responsible for burying the little babies that was torn from their mother's womb. And I seen so many death and destruction, and it haunted me. But I found out that when I used drugs and alcohol, those things went away temporarily. And the next day, I was worse off than I was the first. And it was a very good friend of mine that introduced me to drugs. And I don't know how good a friend he is, but my life took a downward spiral. I thought I could control that, and I couldn't. When my father finally died, I lost it. I would get in fights in the Salvation Army. I was banned from so many different places. I couldn't stay at Simpson Shelter. I couldn't stay at St. Stephen's. I couldn't stay anywhere. And the only place I found myself living was underneath that bridge. I would leave every 3 days, go to the Salvation Army, or find me a place to shower and wash my body until the Lord intervened in my life. And my family at that time was looking for me. They didn't know where to look. But most importantly, VJ, I just want to add this so the listeners out there can understand some of the things that we are struggling with in society today. You know, and we as Black African American males are in dire situation in our society. We lead the nation both in homicides and as victim and perpetrators. Black males have the fastest growing rate of suicide, incarceration, conviction, and arrest in major large cities. In schools, the child left behind is certainly the black male, Academic indicators show that black males are more likely to be suspended or expelled than any other group of students. There has been a decline in the number of African American men enrolling in college. Black males are more likely to be labeled as having a disability and placed into special education programs. This group is more likely to be severely punished for even minor offenses in school without any regard for their well-being. Black males are more likely to be excluded from rigorous classes and are prevented from accessing information to support them in doing so. In even middle class, African American males are behind in grade point average and standard score compared to their white counterpart. I also want to add, before we leave, that we don't have, you know, you can live in a ghetto, but the ghetto cannot live in you. We have to fight our way out of this problem. We are the only group that with all the technology there are today, that people are living to be 80, 90, even 100 years old. We lead the nation in decline in life expectancy. Decline! Because we are murdering each other. We need to come together today. And, Vijay, I can't thank you enough for having a forum such as this, you know, that we can come together and let our voices be heard. We don't have to be labeled. We are bigger than that. We are stronger than that as a community and as a society. We need to come together now. And, Minister, I thank you so much, and continue doing the good work. We're going to work with you whenever you need me. Whenever you need me, I will be there because I know where your heart is. I know a lot of people that we have a lot of community leaders that would not leave their block unless a crime is two or three blocks from their home. Then they will come up and speak up. But I have seen Vijay to so many different places, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be in the back of his home or his community. He's everywhere. And these are the kind of leaders that we need. These are the kind of leaders that we need to bring us together because we are so divided. We are divided now more than ever before. We are divided as a nation because we are not following the commandments set forth by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why we are having so much problem. He first has to be head of household. Amen?
Amen. You listen to Pastor Smith, and he's a good friend of mine, and I'm excited about him being on the show. What history that he just gave us. He gave us history. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, National Blog Talk Radio. We changed the name from Minneapolis Blog Talk Radio to National, International Blog Talk Radio. We're going all over the country, passing the good word about what's going on. Did you know that Liberia was a country that was started by African Americans? That's amazing. When you look at a Liberian now, remember, you're looking at your own brother and sister. Catrice Champion, how you doing? And thanks for staying on the line. What did you think about Pastor Smith's story?
I learned a lot. And my heart goes out to him. God had a plan, and look at him today. Such a man.
You're absolutely right when you think about what he's went through from the age of 12 years old. That's a lot to go through for one kid to go through, but to still turn out the way he did and to be blessing and helping others. He helps people that are homeless. I see him do it all the time. He's always reaching back. Matter of fact, you know, I make that stop at Solo every Saturday, and last Saturday I was there, and he was helping a mother bring food into her apartment to help her out. And I thought, man, look at that. The man's at work. He's doing the work. He not only came out of his hurt and pain, but he's helping others now come out of their hurt and pain. And a lot of times he takes the money that he makes and puts it back into helping others. And so some of us are so selfish and so into our stuff that, you know, just like my sister, she went shopping and bought stuff. And she just called me the other day and said, Vijay, the stuff I bought actually for me, I put it in that bag. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give all my stuff away. And I told her I think some of it's gone already. So I just let her know that I appreciate her. And, you know, but that's how you do when you're unselfishly doing things. You just give. You give to others. And you give at a capacity where folks, you even give so much, you give something that you didn't want to give. That's the kind of giving that I love. So Catrice, you're doing the same thing. Thank you for all you're giving to those kids. You open up your home. You open up your kitchen and your refrigerator to kids that have been. A matter of fact, you gave me direction last week to bring food to a grandmother that just got out of the hospital with 7 kids, and the mother was on crack cocaine. She had not shown up for weeks and weeks and months and months, and those kids were hungry. We went and got some Roman noodles and some hot dogs and some bread and some potato chips and a few other things and some punch and all that and took them by the house. And I'll never forget when I walked in that house how that grandmother just started to scream and praise God, and she wanted to pray with me. And we began to pray, and all those kids ran up and said, "We want to pray too." And they just grabbed my hand, and they began to pray. And so I thank you for sending me to that home. That was really a mission for God. So thank you for allowing me to help some of the kids that you're working with and to bless their families. Continue to do what you do, Ms. Champion. Mad Dads is proud to be a sponsor of the work you do. And I think we're changing the name from what is it, girls?
Smart Girls Rock.
To smart. Are we changing to Smart Girls and Boys Rock? What are we changing it to?
No, we're going to change the name right now. We're not going to say, but we're going to change the name. And also, I want Minnesota to look forward to my next project, which it's going to be the Million Kids March. We want to start here in Minnesota, Chicago, California, St. Louis, you all from the get the youth together and get the leadership together, and let's march. Million Kids March. We're going to talk about the drugs. We're going to talk about the guns. We're going to talk about living. We're going to talk about the leadership, what it takes for us to live and to become as one. Like the Pastor Smith said, we're not on the same accord. And week before last, the 3 C's means a lot to me, and I didn't realize how much the 3 big C's mean to me. The big 3 C's, let me get it right. It's complaining, complaining, comparing,
uh-huh.
And complete.
Oh, okay.
So when we get through with
this, and complete.
That's us. We always comparing, and we are always complaining. But when we all come together, it will be complete. And that's what I'm looking forward to. So the big 3 C's means a lot to me, and that's what I'm living to look forward to. And this Million Kids March, we're going to start here in Minnesota, and we're going to put it down. We're going to bring a lot of our seniors out, and the youth are going to reunite. And we're not laying on the streets this summer. We're not dying like that. We're not dying, and we're claiming our streets. We're claiming businesses. We're claiming schools. Since they won't put Jesus in the schools, Jesus is coming in the schools, because Jesus is within the little kids. And we're going to be in the schools. We're going to be everywhere, and we're going to make a change. Minnesota, here we come. Million Kids March.
And that we call that, for short, that's MKM, Million Kid March, is coming up. Ms. Champion is going to be spearheading that along with Mad Dad, supporting that effort and making it happen. Pastor Smith, thank you for calling in. Mad Dads, remember, we meet every Tuesday and Thursday. You can meet us tonight. Free food, free daycare. You come on 3023 4th Avenue South. We'd love to have you. You've been listening to a broadcast, a national Mad Dads broadcast, right here in the heart of the cold land. Get your scarf, your earmuffs, and your gloves, and come on down to Minnesota and be a part of what we do. Our number is 612-822-0800. to. I want to thank the team on Outreach on the Peace Bus and everyone else, North Point, and all those folks that help us out to do the work that we do. We just want to take the time out to thank you and say God bless you, because we know without you, we cannot do it. You have been listening to Black Dad's Blog Talk Radio. I am your host. I want to thank Erica and the rest of the staff in for helping me, Lila, and everybody else for helping me pull this together in the studio. God bless you.